Chapter 10. At this time, Seleucus, surnamed the Savior, began to reign over Asia. He was the son of Antiochus the Great. Now Hyrcanus' father Joseph also came to his end. He had been an excellent man of great magnanimity, and had brought the Judeans out of a state of poverty and weakness to one that was more splendid during the 22 years when he controlled the taxes of Syria and Phoenicia and Samaria. And his uncle, Honiah, also died, who left the chief priesthood to his son, Simon. And when he too died, his son, Honiah, succeeded him in that office. It was to him that Arios, king of the Lacedaemonians, sent an embassy with the following letter.
Arios, king of the Lacedaemonians, to Honiah, greetings. We have come upon a certain document from which we have discovered that both the Judeans and the Lacedaemonians are of one race, and are related by descent from Abraham. Therefore, it is right that you, as our brothers, should send to us, to make known to us your concerns as often as you please. We shall also do this, and shall consider what is yours as our own. And what is ours, we shall also share with you. Demoteles, the courier, is bringing this letter to us. This letter is square, and the seal is an eagle with a dragon in his claws.
But upon the death of Joseph, the people grew seditious on account of his sons. For the elder brothers made war on Hyrcanus, who was the youngest of Joseph's sons, and the population was divided into two camps. But the majority fought on the side of the elder brothers, as did the chief priest Simon, because he was kin to them. Now Hyrcanus indeed relinquished his intention of returning to Jerusalem, and settled himself in the country beyond the Jordan. Here, he was at perpetual war with the Arabians, until he killed many of them and took many captive. And he built a strong fortress, which was constructed entirely of white marble up to the very roof, and had beasts of gigantic magnitude engraved upon it. And he enclosed it with a wide and deep moat. He also cut through the projecting rock opposite the mountain and made caves many stadia in length. Then he made chambers within it, some for feasting and some for sleeping and living. And he let into it an abundance of running water, which was both very delightful and an ornament in his court. The entrances of the caves, however, he made so narrow that no more than one person could enter at one time. And he deliberately built them in this arrangement for the sake of safety, in order to avoid the danger of being besieged and taken captive by his brothers. Moreover, he also built courts of remarkable magnitude and adorned them with vast parks. And when he had completed the place in this manner, he named it Tyre. This place is between Arabe and Judah, beyond the Jordan, not far from Heshbon. And he ruled over these parts for 7 years, even during all the time that Seleucus reigned over Syria. But when this king was dead, his brother, Antiochus, surnamed Illustrious, took the kingdom. Ptolemy, the king of Egypt, who was also surnamed Illustrious, also died. He left two sons who were still both young in age. The oldest was called the Mother Lover, and the younger, the Pot-Bellied. But as for Hyrcanus, when he saw that Antiochus had a great army, he feared that he might be captured by him and punished for what he had done to the Arabians. Because of this, he ended his own life by his own hand. And all his property was seized by Antiochus.